The idea behind the initiative is simple. When it comes to elections, how do states match up to one another? Zachary Markovitz, manager of the Pew Charitable Trust's election initiative, helps set out to answer that question.
Everybody votes in elections, but oftentimes what actually happens, the mechanisms behind that, is pretty nebulous. And so we're really looking to understand how well elections are being run and how can we do an empirical analysis of the performance of elections.
The process for Pew's election initiative team began 4 years ago when they gathered a group of election officials from 20 states and leading academics who study the process. They started with 40 potential measurements and narrowed that down to 17 to create their Elections Performance Index, or EPI, a system that ranks states and the District of Columbia comparatively on their overall election performance. The EPI considers things like voter registration numbers, post-election audit requirements, the amount of provisional ballots cast, and military and overseas voting numbers. Overall, Pew's research shows states did better between 2008 and 2012. 40 states improved their scores on the Pew Index, including West Virginia. In fact, Markovitz says West Virginia was one of the biggest improvers in the country.
What's most interesting here, I think, is that West Virginia has made considerable improvement since 2008 in areas like wait time, reducing their residual vote rate, which is a measure of voting technology accuracy, including more data than ever before so we can understand more about how elections are being run. These are sort of considerable improvements for a state to make and moving in a trajectory of having better and better elections.
Even with the improvements Markovitz highlighted, West Virginia's overall ranking in the study is less than impressive. The Mountain State was one of the overall lowest performing states on the EPI in all 3 years in focus, 2008, 2010, and 2012, and was one of six states ranked in the bottom 25% all three of those years. Sean Green, the manager for research with Pew's election initiative team, says where the state is failing is in the high number of non-voting due to disability or illness. In 2012, West Virginia ranks 49th out of the 50 states, plus the District of Columbia, in that area. The state also ranks 50th in voter turnout and 40th in voter registration rates. Green says those rankings can improve over the next few years as the state's online voter registration tool becomes fully implemented.
But as soon as that is implemented, that will not only help the state on online voter registration, which is an indicator in our index, but it can help them in other areas as well, such as potentially reducing wait time at the polls, reducing provisional ballot rates, maybe improving voter registration rates, as research has shown in other states that has helped in those areas.
The legislature passed a bill in 2013 to allow the practice, but a spokesman from the Secretary of State's office says it will take maybe another year until online registration can actually begin. The Pew's Elections Initiative team is not just releasing this data, however. They've built an interactive website that goes live today, allowing anyone to access the information. On the site, you can look specifically at West Virginia's results, compare them to the nation overall or to any specific state, and even toggle your choices of the 17 indicators you feel are most important.
And it's a lot of information presented in a very, very simple way, looking at states comparisons, indicators comparisons, and looking comparing regions and years. It's a really powerful tool for policymakers, for election officials, and for any citizen who's really interested in how their elections are being run.
Markovitz says Pew is basically giving the public the ability to create their own index within the data, something you can share with friends and family over social media directly from the site. Overall, the project isn't meant for any particular audience, not for elections officials, politicians, or the public. Instead, Markovitz says it's meant to be useful for everyone in the hopes of creating a better overall election process and collecting more sound data into the future.